He's just allowed me to be able to have an outlet, and he really just he gets my mind off of any stressor or hectic things going on. I know that no matter how busy or crazy the outside world is, I can come home and he's just joy and love.
His name is Leo Prince, and he is a cat.
Leo's middle name is incredibly fitting because he is the prince of his household. The West Campus apartment is riddled with Leo memorabilia. He is loved and spoiled by a UT sophomore, Kylie Sisk.
I originally just got him as a pet, and then I wasn't even going to take him to college, and then about a month before I moved to Austin, I decided that I couldn't leave him, and I went through the processes of getting him certified and registered as an emotional support animal.
Emotional support animals, or ESAs, are prescribed by mental health professionals for varying mental illness or neurodivergence. They're sometimes confused for service animals, but do not require the special training that service animals do, and are not allowed in spaces where service animals are. According to Mental Health America, ESAs are covered under the Fair Housing Act and are allowed in homes even if there is a no pet policy. And owners cannot be charged pet fees. Leo is one of the many emotional support animals belonging to UT students. With the rise of mental health concerns for college students, a fluffy companion provides relief for many.
I would say Leo is my best friend. As cliche, and this probably isn't good, he is like my reason to live. Like, I love him. I love my cat. We're like this.
Leo is more than an emotional support animal. He is a cat of many talents.
He's very food motivated, if you haven't seen. But yeah, just like slowly up. Go higher. Oh, good boy. Just like slowly realizing he could do them. I think sit like came pretty easily for him, and then I just like got him to shake and just learn a whole bunch of tricks. Twirl. Good boy.
He has even learned English. Well, one word.
Wait. Out.
That is Leo's out button. He knows to press it when he wants to be let outside.
Like back at home is when I mainly use this one, because he would really be able to go outside. And at the front door, he would sit there and sit there and sit there, and he would meow and meow and meow. And he would never want to press it. And you knew if he pressed it, he was really angry.
Out. Out. Out.
Good boy.
Leo is not your average cat in more than one way.
I take him on walks. So I really think just like challenging the stereotypes of even cats in general. So going on walks with him and teaching him tricks, and he really enjoys people, and he's loved and he's treated with respect. And yeah, I would say that having an emotional support animal has made my experience at college just that more enjoyable.
The relationship owners have with their emotional support animals goes far beyond what is shown on the surface.
She has saved my life more than once. The reason I was recommended to get an ESA in the first place was because I really, really, really struggle to find reasons to stay alive at times. Even if it's just the most minute of reasons, like I have to be here to feed Freya tomorrow, those are the type of things that keep me alive.
That's Zen Marks, a college sophomore who stays at the dorms, sharing his experience with a fluffy roommate.
She's an emotional support animal, but this is Freya, spelled F-R-E-Y-J-A, Marks. She's a tabby cat. She's fat, and I love her.
Some people might roll their eyes at the idea of a pet being a reason to live.
Oh yeah, it sounds so silly to anyone who hasn't experienced it, but just the most minute of reasons can help you stay alive, you know. I have to be here to feed her. And my therapist was like, yeah, you either get a cat or you go to the Grippy Sock Emporium. So I was like, yeah, I'll get a cat, fair enough.
I'm sorry, the what?
I have a deep fear of hospitals. And so we use any term but hospital to refer to it. So we call it the Grippy Sock Emporium.
Okay.
But that's kind of how it is.
His decision to adopt Freya has given Zen a sense of relief that is not possible from humans.
It is one of the most personally healing experiences of, like, having her lay on me or having her, like, trust me. Because it's hard to tell when people trust you, I find. Especially being autistic, I have trouble reading people. But I know when she trusts me, and that's a really healing feeling.
That's Coco approaching, a small, mostly white dog. Her tail is dyed pink, which is impossible not to smile at. Christina Adams, a junior human biology major, ensures to keep Coco's tail dyed pink at all times.
And even if that's just something that you say just to be kind, I feel like people really do benefit from even just seeing Coco. And like, it could just be like something like seeing them just distracts them from like the negative things going on in their life. And I love that. And I feel like Coco is such a light in my life that I would love to share that with others. And ever since then, like, we've kept it pink.
Christina registered Coco as an emotional support animal the summer after her freshman year due to ongoing anxiety at the time.
It was a fairly seamless process. It wasn't like it was something that I went out of my way to do. It was kind of something offered to me by my doctor because of the anxiety I was having about not being able to live with Coco in my apartment.
Coco enjoys flaunting her pink tail all around Austin.
I take Coco to places that allow like animals or like parks that, you know, specifically say that dogs are allowed off leash. Home Depot, you could bring a dog there. And I think the main thing that I love about Austin and that I'm like privileged to say is that this, like, Austin is a city that, you know, profits off of like entertainment and outdoors. And so most places are really dog, like there's so many dog friendly like restaurants or places that have a patio where they'll like allow you to bring a dog.
Christina also understands the importance of leaving Coco at home when necessary.
I think the biggest misconception around emotional support animals is that they're allowed anywhere. I would love to bring my dog to Target as much as I think anyone else would, but as I got older, I noticed that there are other people that would like bring in their service animals, like registered service animals, that really need their dogs to be able to pick up on cues and, you know, like help their handler whenever something's going wrong, and bringing a pet to a store where they're at could potentially put their lives at risk.
She has a particular passion for people who falsely register their pets as emotional support animals, or even service animals.
And so, for me, whenever I see people that clearly don't have, like, a registered service animal, just, like, acting a fool with their dog, there's just really no excuses, because there's so many places that you take a dog, and, like, especially the grocery store. There's outdoor farmers markets, like, here in Austin. Like, there's really just no excuse why you really need to bring your dog to a store with you. Like, you'd always just, like, make the drive and take them home and then go do whatever task you want to do.
Christina has another grievance. Dog poop.
I'm constantly always stepping in like some other dog's poop, or Coco's stepping in some other dog's poop, and it's just like such an inconvenience. Or even on the elevator ride up or down, there was dog poop in the lobby. Or like not the lobby, in the elevator.
I have a theory that somebody's walking a Great Dane and letting it poop everywhere, because
honestly,
that's what it feels like.
I would love to like see like a decrease in the dog poop here in West Campus. Something that people should take into account before they go about exploring registering their dogs as an emotional support animal or a service animal would be to really outweigh like the consequences of like not taking care of their animal, and really evaluate if this is something that they really need and benefit from before they go about doing it, because they could potentially make it harder for people who do need them to obtain them.
Leo, Freya, and Coco refuse to comment.
Freya, anything you'd like to add? Thank you.
From what I've learned, though, Coco loves the attention. So if you see a white fluffy dog with a pink tail, make sure you say hi. You might see Freya out on a walk or Leo gazing out the balcony. Whatever it may be, remember to remain respectful and please pick up your dog's poop. This has been a production of the Daily Texan Audio Department. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Texan on your streaming platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter at Texan Audio. This episode was hosted by me, Mercy Solis. Editing was done by me and Aislinn Gaddis. Accompanying pictures were taken by Manu Sirivalu, and cover art was done by Annalise Picarel. To read the news stories in this episode or see more from the Texan, head on over to www.thedailytexan.com. Thanks for listening.